You are now in deep.
This is deep.
Stop walking around here unprepared. Stop being scared. Stop doing all the crazy things you do. That ain't you. Stop wasting precious time you have, complaining about your circumstance, believing that you're what you're going through. That ain't you. Don't you remember who you are? Don't you remember? And even after all this time, please tell me why you don't know what you're here to do. Did you know that when I made you, you are pure love? Did you know that when I made you, you were whole? Did you know that you are born of pure divinity, a true mystery to unfold? Fill your heart with love, let go of hate, focus your mind and concentrate. Create yourself and start your life anew. And I guarantee the moment that you do, you'll introduce yourself to you.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks. We've got a full house tonight, along with our regular IDS Dating Sucks crew. We have a guest. For those of you that don't know, our regular panel is Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Okay.
Hey.
Get a little dance, a little shimmy. Got the whole thing going. All right. With all kinds of new, fresh stamps in the passport, Mr. Diego.
Hola, I'm going to come on Esther.
Oh, what? Wow. Wait a minute.
Come on, Esther.
You gonna come on?
I thought she, is it come on, Esther, or come on, stop? Oh, come on, Esther. Okay, never mind.
I don't think Esther would be too appreciative of that.
Esther loves it. She loves it. She likes to shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this time, I'd like everyone to rise to their feet, remove your ball caps, and all hail the queen.
I'm just going to say sup, because they did the most, so you don't need to. Okay.
All right. And our lovely guest today. Care to introduce yourself?
Hello. Can you hear me?
You can hear you.
You going to introduce yourself?
I'm Trey.
Trey, all right. Yes. Welcome to the Dating Sucks crew.
Thank you.
All right. So we have...
oh, boy. Hi, I am Trey.
Well, you set that off with the sup. I mean...
I'm just saying, you heard, I didn't set it off. You heard what they said.
So
I was like, it was a lot of,
I wasn't ready for that. Next, coma Esther.
Right.
Coma Esther.
Triceratops.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Welcome, Trey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do I need to do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
That mic that's in front of you, turn to that and talk.
Yep. Thank you.
I told you to get close.
This is not NPR. Welcome. Welcome to...
Good evening.
Right.
I'm Trey.
I hate you. All right.
Jump right into it?
Let's do it, because I feel like we have a lot to talk about today. First up, I want to ask Diego... to give the listeners a little bit of clarification on what exactly is a freezer chick or a freezer guy. Because I've had people ask me, and I said what I said, but I really want Diego to break it down and tell you guys what it really means.
Okay. Now, I think we've talked about this before, but let me just make a clarification of this. A freezer chick or dude is someone that you have kind of stowed away and you pull them out at your convenience. Like, say, like a frozen dinner. Mm-hmm. And you might want a different type of frozen dinner. You might want somebody who's really good at giving head. So you might go pull out Sonia.
Not you.
But, I mean, not you.
No, I'm glad you know.
Yeah, another Sonia.
No.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
But, or you might have someone who, you know, can, you know, she got extra wet. So you might really want a hot and sloppy session. So you have someone who's extra wet. So it all depends on what you're looking for. You have these different women that you have kind of tucked away, and you call them at your convenience. And note that I say at your convenience, because mm-hmm. you never let a freezer chick, you know,
call the shots
or, you know, try to dictate when they can come over. So basically you call them over, you know, maybe for a couple of hours, depending on how your stamina. I'm a 3-minute man. After that, I'm out. I don't got time for you. Get out. So the bottom line, so that's what a freezer chick is, or a freezer dude, for you women out there who's sitting there lonely and, you know, eating Haagen-Dazs. Get yourself a nigga who comes over, gives you a few pumps when you need it, and then send him home. And you might not talk to him for another 2 weeks or whatever your time frame is. So that's a freezer chick or dude, someone that you can use at your disposal. Mm-hmm. And that's all they are, disposable. So don't get all caught up with them and start hugging them. It's like a pet rock and shit. They just there to service you and then move along. And then when you get into a serious relationship, then you kind of give them their walking papers. Or if you're tired of doing the same chick or dude over again, you just restock your freezer. That's it. There's plenty out there. Trust me.
Okay. Mm. Well, hopefully you guys understand that by now. Trey, you all right? You look a little...
I'm sorry. My freezer, I guess, is empty. I didn't know this existed.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
It's very prevalent.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I got to stock it.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
You might need to go shopping this weekend.
Potentially.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or you may already have somebody and you just didn't know that's what they were.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not
you
saying
you can't date your freezer, though, can you?
No,
okay.
Then they're not.
I think that might be my, yeah.
No, they're not a. Mm-hmm. If you're dating them, then it's not
a
freezer.
No.
Okay.
You don't take your freezer out.
Mm-hmm. Ever?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe a late night movie.
Can they stay all night?
No.
Sometimes.
No.
That's your discretion. Depends.
Yeah.
Personally, preferably, you might want to say, you know, maybe you want to lay there for about 10 minutes and start looking at your watch and go, oh, gotta get up early tomorrow.
So they'd be like, me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wish we could do the, you know, I Dream of Jeannie blink, but that doesn't work. So.
Mm.
So, but I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, I think everyone should have one.
Mm. All right.
Keep from being hungry.
True that. All right. Well, I just needed that to be out there. So let's get on to the next question, or let's get on to a question. So someone sent this in. So I wanted to make sure we got it out there. How long does a man expect a woman to be interested in him when he shows no interest in her child or children?
Do you want me to jump on that?
You can.
Since I've had that experience before, first of all, I don't want to meet you little fuckers in the first place.
Oh.
I'm being honest out there. Because the bottom line, I'm just getting to know you. Now, before I get to your children.
Not the children.
The children. Mm. And before I get to the children, I want to get to know you and see if I even like you enough, or whether you're going to be around long enough, or you might get one of those, you might get one in the freezer. So I want to figure that out. Now, I've had an experience where I was, you know, having sex with this woman, wasn't dating her, just having sex. But I think we went out maybe once. And so during the process, I did kind of met her child kind of by mistake and everything like that, but I didn't like him. So I just told her straight up that, well, I don't like your child. So I think if a man doesn't like your child right from the break, then I think it's your duty is to your child. That's your first and foremost duty, is your child, the protection of your child and everything like that. So if a dude doesn't like your child, you need to instantly break that off and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing your child a disservice, and you should never, ever do your child a disservice over some dick.
That's
so that's just the way it is.
Yep.
I think it's proper at this moment that we that all of our listeners know to tune into Diego's spinoff show, Pouring Sucks.
Oh, Pouring Sucks.
Because at no point have we spoke about dating thus far.
I like that.
All right, wow. I'm going to repeat it. How long does a man expect a woman to be interested in him when he shows no interest in her child or children? Did you actually answer that?
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
question.
I did. I say,
is the man not showing interest, or the woman doesn't show interest in her own kids? That's what I was confused.
The man is not showing interest.
Yeah,
the man's not showing interest in her kids.
Move on. Okay. Expect a woman to be interested in him. Yeah, he's not showing any interest in the child or children.
So yeah, if you're dating a guy or going out with a guy,
why is this a question?
The bottom line is, you got to move on because your child comes first.
Right.
So if he's not interested, then move on.
Before I moved on, I'd probably advise you to discuss it. Find out why. Is there a reason? Probably it could be the fact that he sees some of your ways with your child, and therefore he sees this not going anywhere, and so there's no need for me to get close to your child or meet your child or what have you. So before you just pack up that baggage and drag it on to your next situation, maybe you might want to find out why. You know, it's not something that is commonplace that, you know, people don't want to, if they're interested in dating and they're interested in getting to know you and they know you have kids, it's not commonplace to say, yeah, but I don't want to be around your kids. I mean, in the beginning, maybe, hey, let's make sure we're good before we introduce kids. But if you've been seeing this person for a while and you still haven't gotten to that point, then, you know, if you're at the point where you feel that you should end it, you know, get some information before you leave.
Oh, I have a question before we start.
Well, okay, can they answer the, okay. I mean, before we move on to something else?
Yeah. Okay.
So how long? Because I don't think anybody, I mean, so I don't think they said like an actual like
time frame.
I wouldn't ask that.
I mean, it all depends on how often you've interacted. Exactly. So say that's one interaction where, you know, he comes over and you guys go to dinner and he's sitting there like, you know, he's like, has this annoyed face. So you kind of like, okay, it was the first meeting. Let's talk. Let's find out what his problem was. And then the second time he just looks annoyed. I mean, after that, you need to have a conversation because you're a package deal. You know what I mean? If you're a woman and you have children,
So wait a minute, you brought the kids out to the first date?
Mm-hmm. No, not the first date. I mean, the first. No, not the first date. I mean,
the lobster. The first. Meet your daddy.
When you realize that you want to introduce the children, like, the first interaction.
Okay,
the first,
I got you.
You could probably, you know, not the first date. I'm talking about the first time that you realize that, okay, I want you to meet my children, or let's all try to meet. Or, yeah, but I mean. No, yeah. I mean, it's not, huh?
What do you mean?
Me personally, on that first date, if you don't interact, then I'm asking questions right there.
Yeah, definitely. I don't need two or three more days.
I'm like, okay.
No, I mean, that's conversation. Not the first date. The first time that you want to introduce. This is after like several months. Okay.
Years.
Okay. Yeah, that's several months. And maybe even a year. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wait a long time. I mean, honestly, like when they were, you know. But, everybody's older now. I don't have to worry about it. But, and then to me, there's really no more conversation after that. After the second conversation, then maybe this is not what you want because this is how they are. And especially depends on what ages they are also. Because it's different if they're younger as opposed to being older. And when they're older, you could be like, whatever. You know what I mean? But, and then even still, you kind of want everybody to be, you know, kind of cordial. I mean, but if they don't live in the house, but if they still live in there and they're like big adult, you know, I mean, they're like older teenagers or they're almost young adults, you know, it's hard. I mean, you want everybody to kind of get along and be all balanced and, you know, and in sync, but it doesn't always work out that way. But like Diego was saying, you don't choose your children over some dick. You don't. And sometimes you might have to take an L on that. Okay, and just walk away. There's so many women out here that are choosing dick over their children, and the children are walking around looking lost because the mothers have just basically, you know, been like, oh, well, you know, you have to handle it because this is my man, you know, and that's bad. That's pretty bad. That's
Trey,
all I have to say.
So, what is this?
How long does a man expect a woman to be interested in him when he shows no interest in her child or children?
So my answer is just pretty quick here. I don't think he's interested in her, and he doesn't expect her to remain interested in him. Move on.
Yeah.
That's it?
I mean, I don't... Yeah. Is that bad? She said, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's interested in her.
But just not
but
the kids.
I mean, but well, I mean, I think to her point, it's a package deal. He's showing no interest in the children, and I'm just... If you're... Just...
That just move on. Negate soul fact.
You said what?
I said if he's not showing interest in the children, then that just negates the whole fact. Like he just loses mm-hmm. out on the whole thing. I know a lot of men try to get with the woman and try to like exclude the children, try to do things and try to get her to get babysitters and stuff just to kind of have her. But that's not the reality. That's not the reality. And in essence, you have that's a whole package deal. So either you get along and try to like them and find some goodness in them, or you keep moving. Simple as that. And agreed. You know what? How long? It shouldn't be long at all. It shouldn't be long at all. It should be maybe a week or two. I don't have any patience for that. So you have one time to show me that your face is all turned up.
You mean after meeting your kids?
Yeah, after meeting my kids.
So 1 week. So if he doesn't arrange, like, if he knows you have kids, and you guys have all gone out like once, mm-hmm. so he has 1 week after that to be like, hey, what are you and your kids doing next week?
Right. Well, they don't have to. Well, you don't have to go out with them. No, my thing is it's really not a time frame, but you can gauge it.
You
I mean,
said
if
1 week.
He,
I don't understand. What is he trying to do?
I don't know. Like how long? Daddy? I don't think he should be interested. I don't think she should be interested mm-mm. in him if he's not loving her kids.
If you have to ask us that question, he's not interested.
He's not interested.
When you say take them out, you talking about taking them out to go to
Chuck E. Cheese?
No, anywhere. Just I mean, like that. Somewhere Cheese, that's kid friendly. But like we said, yeah, it depends on how old they are, first of all.
Ruth Chris.
Yeah, I mean, he just go to dinner.
So you got to pay for those fuckers?
Yeah, you got to pay for them.
Can they sit at the bar for happy hour?
No, they cannot. You're a package deal. So when you get with a woman that has children, mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, in your mind, you have to say, and damn. I know men that have gotten with women that have had 3, 4, 5 children. Yes, you are not going to have that much alone time, especially if they're like of the elementary school age. So,
where's the daddy?
Daddy gone.
You mean several daddies.
I'm just saying, where's the daddy?
Daddy gone.
You don't get every other weekend.
But what does the daddy have to do with it?
Right. I mean... I just am not a big believer of introducing your kids to someone until you're serious. And I would think at that point, they would also be serious and interested to meet your kids. So to my point, this lady writing this, he's not interested.
No.
He wants to get to know you, but he has no interest in your children. Mm-hmm.
But suppose once they meet your children, they realize you have some badass, undisciplined children.
Right.
And that's a turnoff. And from that... You know, that is what's driving them to not really want to interact with them.
Yeah.
But there is a genuine interest in you if you can harness that shit and get it under control.
Well, that just speaks to her.
You can spank the kids.
Well,
that just speaks to her parenting skills.
I had this situation where the children went bad, but since I'm a shallow person, the child was a special need child.
Mm. Oh, God.
And... I just couldn't get with it. I'm being honest. It's like, what the fuck you want me to do with that? So
no, but that wasn't the only don't
no,
that
was
wasn't the only way. No,
okay,
because it was something that
the kid needed
a lot of
work.
It's something it was something that the kid did that turned him off.
No, it was that something the kid did to turn me off, but because he was retarded too, to kind of like God. You know, well, fuck, I don't want to deal with this little thing. I wouldn't even take him to the mall because somebody might think he's mine or some shit like that. So I didn't do it.
Okay, you started out very, like, special needs.
This
it was,
poor woman.
It was great.
I know, she did it.
This
she did.
Poor okay. woman. Sorry. Who dated you? Jeez.
Well, I think how long, and I didn't get a chance to actually answer the first question, how long, I think it depends on you. And as Trey said and as Sonya said, it's like, you can kind of tell when as Diego just said, you can kind of tell when a man is not interested in your child or your children, and I think that should be your priority. The question needs a little bit more clarification on it, but that you know, you're should be your first priority is your child. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you can tell that nigga is not interested in that, your kid, move on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a package deal. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't, if you can't go out walking the mall together, cause he's like, oh, okay, your child's a special needs child, I don't really want to be seen with him or her, then move on from that.
Yeah. That's horrible.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is horrible. That but is. I'm saying, but move on from that. Because it's like you met him or her, and you know what you're getting into when you met that child. So if you can't deal with it, first of all, I'm saying to him too, nigga, move on.
Right.
Don't still see the mom. Don't still hang out with the mom. Don't still do it to the mom. Mm-hmm. Just don't. Just right. move on if you know you can't deal.
Put her in the freezer.
Don't even put her.
Do that.
Don't even put her in the freezer.
You can't even put it in the freezer.
No, actually you can.
You can.
Yes, but
can.
I mean, maybe
that's where you keep her.
But maybe if the child's out of town for the weekend,
pull her out.
Oh,
then maybe yes. But it needs to be, you know, understood that it's like, yeah, I don't like you like that. I don't, you know, really get down with your kid like that. So, but I'm a, you know, we can hang out every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? If you're mature enough to say that. We can hang up. We can hang out every once in a while.
Defrost.
Then you know, right? I'm gonna hit the defrost button. And we can go out, or I can come over, or you can come over.
Right.
Leave your kid with the grandma or his daddy. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Let's move on to the next question. I feel like we gave enough time to that one. This was an interesting one. Kind of feels like I feel like you know the answer to this, but that's cool. We're gonna ask it anyway because you sent it in, and we greatly appreciate you. We're going to combine two questions together. Should good girls date bad guys? And then part two is, how do you date a player? Should good girls date bad guys? And how do you date a player? Because I feel like it was like kind of the same thing, but one person sent one question in, one person sent another question in. So let's just, whoop, let's combine them together. Trey, you can go first.
I'm laughing because I know. I think this is a dumb question. And I want to find both of these ladies and become their friend.
and just give them a hug.
Can a good girl date a bad guy?
Should good girls date bad guys? And then how do you date a player?
Well, should. Probably not. What are you looking for? Are you looking for commitment? Are you looking for to get it in? I mean, I don't know what this person's looking for, but I'd probably say the end result, probably not very good. And how do you date a player? You don't. They don't date. I don't think they date, do they?
That's all they do.
Well, yeah. But they're not going to commit. So right. I guess you just...
But how do you date one then?
You fall into place and you keep yourself busy. And if they call, go.
No, you just don't date them.
Well, I mean, you asked how do you do
it? I said, right, how right, do you... Right. They asked, how do you date one?
I mean, I don't myself.
Don't get your feelings in it.
Mm-mm.
All right, Sonya, go ahead. Since you're answering.
Mm-mm, go ahead.
Should good girls date bad guys? And then how do you date a player?
What constitutes bad? I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, is he beating your ass? You know what I mean? Come on, who wants
in
to,
a good way?
Who
or,
wants
well, you know, black eye? Well, what are we talking?
Okay, well, no.
I assume let's just go with she doesn't mean like a guy that's going to
no
give
abusive.
You a, yeah,
we're not. I mean, we're not going to go guy. That. I mean, so yeah, so bad guy.
He's got a record.
Prison bay.
prison Everybody bay. Had a prison bay.
I have not ever had a prison bay. No, not ever.
Oh, I had one sorry. When I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. I can't say he's I have. Cute. Yeah. A lot of my friends do like those bad guys. The girls, and they say that they like the excitement. You know, they're always on the go. You know, they're always. You know, they're never they're never tied, you know, they're never like in one stationary, you know, part. And then they feel safe. Like when they're out, they know that like no one's going to step to them because they're usually always carrying a piece and all. Okay. So good girls. I don't know. I can't. If that's what you like, then should good girls date back? I mean, a lot of bad boys like to date good girls. Because they like to kind of turn them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It depends on if you want to be turned out or not. And I mean, if you want to take the ride. Just know that he's not gonna. You know, it's not gonna be a wifey situation. Mm-hmm. And then the other, what is the other?
How do
one?
You date a player?
Playa.
You date
that's what they wrote, Playa.
Right, Playa. Well, you date him very carefully, and that's all you do is date him. Don't get your feelings in it. Don't be all in love. I mean, basically just date him, and that's it. You know what I mean? If you want to, you know, if you want a little sex. If you want to, a little afternoon delight, don't get your feelings. If you're one of those women that every time you have sex with somebody, your feelings together. Are all in. Yeah, we go together. Don't screw the player. Because you will, then don't do it because you will get your feelings hurt.
Okay. Mm.
Diego. But if you, yeah.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes, sir. Ooh, excuse me. All right, Huggy.
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. Ain't no such thing as a good girl. Okay? Ain't no such thing out there.
Yes, there is.
There's no such thing as a good girl. It's just women.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, women like to classify themselves, well, you know, she's a good girl because she does X, Y, Z. Maybe she goes to church and before she have sex, she thank the Lord or whatever the bullshit they do.
I don't think anybody does that.
Yeah, I know some people do that. They have to.
To thank the Lord before they have sex?
Yeah.
Are they married?
No, they're not married. They're just thinking that thank the Lord for the dick.
Nobody.
Yeah,
I do too.
I do.
I know somebody like that too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway,
no.
Anyway, so like I'm saying before.
Are they like, thank you, Lord, for this dick I'm about to receive because it's been a minute?
I mean, yeah. They don't do it out loud, but they are. Yeah.
They do think prayer. I mean, people pray for their food, so they may well put something for it. They put something in their mouth, they're praying for it.
Okay.
Don't you pray over your food?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, like I said, there's no such thing as a good girl. It's just a girl who just haven't had her potential pulled from her. That's what it is.
Her potential pulled?
Her potential pulled out of her. Because, I mean, I think inside of every woman is that desire to feel wanted and lustful and everything like that. I think a lot of women perpetrate them being a good girl, i.e. whether you want to be classified as a librarian or one of those kind of girl who's just very, one of those social inept chicks who's walking around, you know, all smart and shit for no reason and shit. So
the fuck?
I'm very confused.
Well, when I say for
I'm
no reason.
I'm a librarian.
You are?
I'm a good girl.
Whatever. But anyway, it's like I said before. So the bottom line is this. A good girl, should she date a bad guy? I think you should date whoever tickles your fancy. If you find a guy and you got to find someone who's on your level. And I think the problem with a lot of women, they go after men who are not in their weight class.
Amen.
Okay. So that would be that bad boy kind of, I'm going after this bad boy. No, you're going after a guy who's not on your level. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're punching up and you can't reach that level. And so with that being said, yeah, if you want to go there, and as Sonya said, hey, but don't have no expectations because he is what he is. And a lot of women think, oh, well, if I give him good pussy and good head, he's going to think I'm better than such and such. Oh, I'm a cook for him. Nah, bitch, that's been done already, okay? You're not the first rodeo he's been to. So the bottom line, just because you give him good head and you cooking and all that sort of stuff, realize what you're going after, okay? You're going after a dude who's a predator, okay? And you're not going to capture him, okay? That's the bottom line.
You moving to bad guys and players?
Well, I'm just about to get to that. Bad guys and to me, a bad guy, the whole bad boy situation is the same thing. You're a predator. I mean, you go after women. You prey on women. I mean, anybody say, well, I'm not like that. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because you don't, unless you're gay and you prey on men. Because when you see a woman, you automatically stalk her. And I'm not saying stalk her, like go to her office. But if you see a woman, you saw a woman in the mall and you trying to get her attention, she might go over to another section. You're going to go to that section and kind of see if you can get her eye or get her attention. That's stalking. That's stalking your prey, okay? Because you're trying to get her attention. You're trying to get her to notice you, or you building up that courage to get to move over there to talk to her, okay? It's the same principle. You try to make it all likes and light and everything like that, but you're being a predator because you're stalking your potential prey that you want to have. Now, as far as women as far as women dating these guys, you got to understand what you're getting. And like I say, how you do it is basically, if you want to date a predator or date a bad boy or whatever that case may be, you have to put yourself in their shoes. That means that you can't always be available, because that's the worst thing you can ever do is always be available, okay? You can't ever utter those words going, I like you. Because once you say those words, I love you,
damn,
I like you.
Who gasped?
I didn't. I said those words recently.
Clutching her pearls.
once you start uttering these words, it's like almost now I got you and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line, in order, if you want to date a player, you have to meet him on his grounds and stick to it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to win this. Because once you give in, you're done.
He got you.
You're done. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, if you do it right, you might turn him around, because mm-hmm. that's one that a player doesn't like to be played. Mm-hmm. So you might win in this. So
how do you play?
It's very taxing.
I need rules.
Oh,
directions.
Levels to this shit.
I need a handbook.
You have to listen to like number five or six, we're talking about chess and checkers.
Yeah.
That was a good. Yeah,
it's almost like when you come out with the rules, it's almost like the Ten Crack Commandments, you know? Because it's rules to it. I mean, it's just ways to do it. It's levels. Yeah. You got to do it. And if you do it right, mm-hmm. you can turn a player into what you want. Mm-hmm. But most
a
people.
A broken man.
No, not a broken man. You can turn them to what you want. But the bottom line, a lot of times, is, you know,
what I want.
A lot of women.
Well, damn. Shit, there's a lot damn. Of them, saying, those out
know,
there.
Play me.
Okay.
Oh, you want to turn him into a broken man.
Afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, damn. So, the next person after you is going to have to deal with that?
He just.
You
jump
don't
off
even
the
care
cliff.
That. Okay. Well.
That's so wrong.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
Well,
B.
Should good.
Big B.
Well, let me answer and then we'll give him a minute. Should good girls date bad guys? Once in your life, I'll say yeah. So you can find out what you want and what you don't want. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times I've seen like good dudes get kicked to the curb. You know what I mean? And it's like, that sucks. It's like, you say you want a man, you know, you say you want a good man. You say, you know, you want somebody to spend time with you, you know, check. You say you want somebody that likes your kids, check. You know, you say, you know, you want somebody to take you out to Red Lobster, Eddie V's, Ocean Prime. You know what I'm saying? Check, check. But you're like, he's just not, something about him. Like when we go out, I don't feel like he can protect me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna have to fight for both of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that might be like a little bit of a turnoff, but he might check everything else. Check, check, check. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So get out there, date, figure out what you want, what you don't want. But the whole player thing, how do you date one? I mean, I think you become one, or you're already one yourself, because that's the only way you can date one. Because if not, you're going to get caught in your feelings. And the next thing you know, you're going to be like, I love you. He's going to be like, psych. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to ghost you. You'll be like, damn, what happened? Mm-hmm. We was just good. Like, he was taking me out every day. Mm-hmm. We was going to all these places. Like, and the next thing you know, he's ghost. He was like, oh, she liked me now. I don't like her.
Is that what happened?
So we're good. We're gone. I'm out.
Yep.
But if you play it cool, even if you're like in your, like, like to yourself, but to him, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We can go out. We can hang out, you know, and he's going to be like, life. Sometimes dating a player, life is about a game. Mm-hmm. You have to play the game. He's playing the game, you know, and it sucks. He sends you a text message. Don't answer that shit right away because you got stuff to do. You at work. He might send you a text message at like 2:00 in the afternoon. You at work.
She ain't got nothing to do.
You at work. Mm-hmm. You in a meeting.
Right.
You get out that meeting at like 4:00. Then you text his ass back.
Right.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
You know what I'm saying? Or you in a meeting or you at work. You might text him back at like 7:00. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or he calls you and say, hey, it's Tuesday. What are you doing tonight? Nigga, I'm busy. I'm tired.
Last minute thing.
You know what I'm saying? Don't call me on some last minute shit. Mm-hmm. You can call, maybe ask me on Tuesday what I'd like to go out on Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. Cool. But no, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
A lot of energy there.
It's not a lot of energy. If you know how to date a player, it's not a lot of energy.
No.
Oh. See, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference. The question was, how do you date a player?
Right.
I'm telling you how to date one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
understood.
Saying
peace.
Like a regular.
I don't want to do it.
Right.
Because I don't have.
I don't want
that.
To either. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but a lot of people are like, they want to date a player or a bad boy or whatever you want to call a dude, you know, it's about a game. You got to play the game if that's what you want to get into. You know what I'm saying? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? But yes. Me personally, nah, I'm not doing that. At this point in my life, I want to date a good dude. Mm-hmm. Somebody who, oh, I'm coming home and you already got my bath water drawn. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You already got dinner cooked. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Or he come home and it's like, he's like, what? You already got my bath drawn? Mm-hmm. You already got my dinner? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a good dude. I'm not looking for no, I sent you a text message and you didn't answer me for like 3 days. Like, no, that's trash. Anyway, B, I know you were busy doing your super producer thing. So should good girls date bad guys? And then how do you date a player? And then after you finish, we're going to go to break.
Who the hell deemed you a good girl?
Well.
Oh, Lord.
Your mama.
I mean, if you're walking around the house, stopping in every mirror and confirming the fact that you're a good girl, then you've probably already lost the game. As far as dating a player, if you have to ask the question, then you don't need to do it. Stay in your lane. Date what you know. Boom. Date what you're comfortable with. If you're dating for sport, then you date a player like you date any other dude, because it really doesn't matter because it's not going nowhere anyway. If you're dating to get somewhere, you don't date a player. It's really simple. Stop wasting your time.
There you go.
Did they just say preach? Thank
you. There you go.
Let's talk about it.
I'm going to change his name to Reverend.
Sometimes it is. If you listen to the In Deep show, it is sometimes. Yeah. All right. Well, it was short, but it was to the point.
I like it, though.
We like that. All right. You want to hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back. Baby girl, all right. I got to find me a girl. Welcome back to IDS Extra Dating Sucks? You can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or
202-750-1437.
202-750-1-IDS. Yay. All right. Thank you for submitting your questions. You know, sometimes we need a little bit more clarification when you send them, so we're not like all over the place when we answer them, or we're not really sure how to answer your questions. But anyway, thank you for sending them.
I think part of what you guys need to do is not try to paint yourself in a great light when you send the question. Just put it out there what really happened. Mm-hmm. No matter how dumb you felt or looked afterwards, just put it out there.
I'm a hood rat.
We're here to help you fix it.
And I was out on a date with a man who, okay, or not.
We don't judge.
Nope.
That's the spinoff show.
I was going to say, nope, that's a lie.
Horny.
I was like, right. Horny easy with Diego.
Horny easy. I like that.
Okay. You know what? TM, don't steal that. All right, so let's get started on the next question because we have three more. All right, don't look at me like that.
I'm sorry.
If you're out, we're gonna talk these through. We're good. If you're out on the first date and someone asks you, "Are you dating? Like, what are you doing? What's your status?" How should you reply?
Are you paying for this dinner? Then we're dating.
I'm sure they meant like other people. Oh. Sometimes I read questions as they come in, man. I'm just saying, they ask you, are you dating? Like, what's your status? Like, what's up? It's a first date.
Yeah. You're single and you're dating.
She take my money.
You gonna take me out? We going to Ocean Air? Or we going to Ocean Prime? Which one we doing? Del Fresco, what we doing?
Starbucks.
So, okay. How should you reply to that question? If someone asks you,
I would say I'm dating. I'm actively dating. Maybe you can set your intentions. Are you looking for something serious? Are you just looking to just date just for fun? But I think you should be honest. But I won't go into detail. Like, I wouldn't say, you don't say, I had a date last night, I have another date. You don't need to offer all that up.
Why not?
Because it's none of their business. Because it's a first date. You have no ties, no commitments, no connections to this person. And it's none of their business.
Well, I mean, sometimes you might want to do it just to, discourage the craziness. Because I think when someone asks you that question, I think people need to look for red flags in dating. Okay? There are certain red flags that people put out there that people don't pay attention to. First of all, in my illustrious years of dating.
Oh, Jesus.
How old are you? But okay.
In illustrious years. That's coming to an end soon, but in illustrious years of dating, I have never asked that question because I don't give a shit. Only thing I care about is I'm here right now and you're here. I don't care if you could be seeing 50 guys after me. Only thing I'm worried about is the here and now. So if someone asks you that question, be very leery of that person because there's certain things you look for where people are stalker-ish, who are a little crazy. Mm. Because they always say, well, are you dating someone? And if you're like, no, well, right now I'm not dating. Then they all say, well, are you dating a lot of people? Because now they're starting to they're trying to put you in that little pigeonhole, and you have to start looking for those little things like those red flags because they're so concerned about that. That means that, okay, you have issues, okay? Because being on a first date with someone and asking that question, however you answer the question, yes, I am dating other people or I'm not, if that person start looking at you and go, well, I guess I'm one of many and everything like that, those are times when you need to walk away. And especially when someone says, I'm looking for a serious relationship. Because who the fuck looks for a serious relationship? I mean, where are they? Are they in the store on aisle 7 or something like that? Serious relationship? Because no one is looking for a serious relationship. A serious relationship is something that comes together as two people, interact with each other over a period of time. It's not something you just automatically order up like instant coffee. Oh, I have a serious relationship. So when someone says, oh, I'm looking for a serious relationship, be weary. Because leery. Those are, is it leery or leery?
Leery.
It's leery.
Did you say weary?
Is it weary? We can't be weary?
No.
I don't know why you're weary.
Weary is what happens in the end.
Be leery. Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. Leery of that person because I'm telling you, those people have psychological issues. It's the same principle as that girl. You stick your dick in their pussy and y'all going together. Mm-hmm. Instant things like that.
We go together.
Yeah, same thing with a guy. If a guy's in there, he's worried about you dating and other things. Because dating is about competition. Mm-hmm. I don't care what people say. It's about competition. If you're dating 3 guys or 5 guys, you want the cream to rise to the top for the best guy out of those 3 or 5 that's going to treat you and fight for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it really comes down to. It's about that guy saying, hey, I'm the man that you need to be with. I don't care who you dating. I'm gonna give you some money so they can take you out because they still busters. Let me give you some money. Where you want to go?
Because like, do those people? Yeah. Does that man exist?
Yes, no, but I'm yeah. just. Well, I need his number.
On National Geographic.
No, yeah, but no, I'm just saying. No, but what I'm saying is, you want a guy who's confident about him and confident about you to say, you know something? That doesn't matter who you dating, because when it all said and done, I want you to get all that out of your system, because when you come to daddy. No. I want you to be ready.
Hey.
That's all. That's what it is. So if a guy's sitting there getting upset and everything like that, and talking about I want to be a serious relationship, that's bullshit. No nigga wants to be in a serious relationship off the break with someone. He's just basically trying to put you on hold and keep you in place while he go run his game to somebody else.
So true
story. So
I agree.
Like I said,
yeah, that actually happened to me.
What?
That like I went out on a date, the first date with this dude, and you know, during he was giving me all his vitals and everything, and then you know, towards the end of the conversation, he says to me, "Are you dating?" I said, "Yeah, I'm dating." So all of a sudden, the crazy came out, just like Diego said. He said, "So the conversation was fine up until I said yes, didn't even flinch. Yeah, I'm dating. May the best man win." He said, "So you mean
Wait,
to tell
you said
me?"
That?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
So he said, "So you mean to Give tell me I'm just gonna be one of the." One of the ones, you know, like on that list, I said, you might not make the list. I said, so let's see how this goes. And he got irate, and I saw the crazy, and I wanted to see that early because that didn't have to go that way. If he was just a regular, you know, guy trying to get to know me, that wouldn't have went that way. And I was like, oh my, I said, I didn't say I was fucking everybody. I said I was dating other people. There's two different things. I don't, you know what I mean? Not sleeping around. I said, and I, just for the record, because I already knew that he was going to be dismissed. He wasn't staying around. And then I stopped. And then after the first conversation, that was the first conversation. That wasn't even like, we didn't even go out yet. That was the first conversation. On the phone? On the phone. So, yeah. So needless to say, he was a little crazy. I mean, but my thing is, why wouldn't you not think that I'm dating? You think I'm home? I'm
waiting on him.
Waiting.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So I think Diego is absolutely right on this turn, on this point here.
B.
This is honestly amusing. Mm-hmm. When the fuck did dating get so hard? When did it get so convoluted?
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? It's
a sport
like
out here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's manipulating words. Mm-hmm. It's it reminds me of what my ex-wife used to do with the Bible. Just take scriptures and bend them and twist them to make them work for the point she was trying to get across. And mm-hmm. I mean, really, am I dating? Really, what are we doing here? Are we married?
Right.
We're on a date, so we're dating. Let's just stop the foolishness.
Thank you.
Okay, if you're asking that dumbass question, unless you're here to valet my car, we're dating. That's what we're doing. We're on a date. Relax. You know what I mean? I mean, this is just so dumb. And the more you have to keep on interjecting dumb shit like this, the more either you or the person you're dealing with is really not ready for a relationship. Mm-hmm. This is just dumbass shit. Are you dating? Really, I mean, this reminds me of, for those of you who don't work, I manage and manage security at a nightclub. And so many dudes come up to the door like, is there a lot of women in here? I said, if I make every man in this building leave, are you leaving with a woman tonight? No. Let's just be real with each other.
Uh-oh.
You pressed. You hard up.
Ooh.
So that's just... Cut through the damn game. I'm the dude that I would, if I'm digging a girl, I have what I call a wolf pack mentality. When I see a lot of dudes on the chick or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I let all the dudes fight it out, have fun, pasta gesture, buy her all the drinks, do all the da-da-da-da-da. And I'll just slide up and like, when you finish playing games, come talk to me.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting into all of that posturing and gesturing and spending your rent money to prove to this chick that you the man and all.
Oh, yeah.
When you ready to stop playing games, come over here and talk to me.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, it's just stop the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That's, yeah. It's true. It's yeah. true.
He's your hero?
Yeah.
What, for what he's saying,
he's
it's true.
Oh, you mean, yes.
He's my hero, too. Okay. Because he would be the one I would talk to.
Because that's what he's saying. It's true.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to ask if you're dating.
No, especially not on the first on date. Just get to know me first.
Right.
Well, what do you think?
I agree with you guys. I mean, I think you said a lot in different ways. I think responding to the question, yes, you should be honest and tell somebody, yes, I'm dating. Mm-hmm. I'm not married. So, yes, I'm dating. And dating does not necessarily mean I'm sleeping with every single person that I am dating.
But it can.
It can. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole different meeting. I mean, that. No, it takes on a whole different meaning if you're dating yeah. and right. fucking. If that's
you
different.
That, if you're that motherfucking bad, stop me from sleeping with everybody else. Right. Just right. make yeah, me sleep I mean, with right. you. If you that bad.
Yeah. Right. right. I mean, make me want your pussy only.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, well, I mean.
Well, you're sorry. Well, you my face said it.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what you.
Yeah.
I mean, you said I'm, well, you're make sleeping with other people. Well, not you, but. Oh. Not you specifically, but I'm saying. But I'm saying,
people, some people can.
Right,
be having sex with everyone. Sure,
but and I guess and that's what he's trying to say.
But you don't ask that question either.
No, I don't ask that question.
You don't want to know. It's none of your business.
Because you don't care.
No, I don't care.
If you're going out on, if it's a first date, you don't care what the response is. You're just saying, if a person asks you, "Are you dating?" Yes, I am dating. Because I'm trying to, you know, normally when people date, that means they're trying to find someone and be in a relationship, and the relationship is. Couple steps after that is marriage for some people. I said for some people, depends on who you are and mm-hmm. or how old you are or whatever it is your whatever path you want to be on. Some people they're dating to be married. Right. Some people are dating just because they want to be out there and mm-hmm. they want to see what's up.
They like and they want
to
do
and, or they want somebody to take them out to dinner or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're dating for a particular reason.
Right.
And if somebody as a, and again as a first date says, "Are you dating?" Your response should be yes. Yes. I'm dating. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like B said.
You know what I'm saying?
Make me be that. Make your pussy the only pussy I want to grab.
I kind of feel like he didn't say that.
I don't think he said that at all.
I mean, Diego.
He didn't say that. He didn't Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't think he trumped it, but yeah.
I mean, Diego, I mean, it's like, for real, it's like if you trying out for the football team, you trying out for the basketball team, do you go to the coach and say, is John trying out too? Because if he is, I ain't even want to do this.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You walk in there like, okay, I don't know who was the starting quarterback, but I'm about to take his spot.
Right.
I got this. Right.
And that's what every guy should do mm-hmm. because, like you were saying, or woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Don't worry about who was there before. Mm-hmm. And in an economic stance, mm-hmm. I hope that you are dating everybody because I'm going to ease my pockets a little mm-hmm. bit. Shit.
You got plans. Yeah, really. Good.
Yeah, good.
Go to dinner first. I'll see you after. Yeah, we can get a drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let him feed you.
But honestly, like assertiveness is very attractive. I mean, that's very attractive. I mean, to a woman, for a man not to ask those questions and just to know that he is the one for you, that's attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
So
what do you mean he's the one for, like, how?
I mean, not,
how's
I mean,
he going to know it?
He'll make it.
He knows.
So he'll know?
And he'll make you know.
Right. How do you date a conservative confidence that you just enter the situation.
That's very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows.
Like, I don't care what's going on.
Do
it's going to be me.
Yeah. Do me.
You'd be like, hmm.
All with John, Ricky, Ron, and Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, John.
I don't know who they are, but oh,
I don't. Okay, I don't either.
That's the other edition.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. That's a remix.
Oh, God.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
It's a Brady Bunch.
You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the next question because I kind of feel like it fits into what we just talked about. Where does social media fit into the dating scene? How can it be used to enhance the dating experience? Where does social media fit into the dating scene?
I understand the question. I'm just repeating it.
Oh, no. I'm not repeating it for him.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
How can it be used to enhance the dating experience? Who wants to go first? Because I feel like y'all just looking at me.
I mean, I'm old school. I don't know how it can be used to enhance.
How are you old school? You like the youngest one
because
in the room.
I really am not a social media person.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when people have told me their stuff and people want to exchange the Instagram and stuff, and I'm like, why? Why do you want me to look at your pictures? I don't know you. I don't want you to look at my pictures because you don't know me. Like, what are you looking for?
So,
okay. Like, what are you, like, I'm sorry, but like, what are you trying to see on there? Like, what I did last week and pictures of my mama and stuff? Like, why?
I don't know. I guess social media can be used in a lot of
different ways. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong. Tell me.
I don't know. I mean, social media now, I mean, as far as like, you know, the dating websites, even now, like I have a girlfriend that goes, she uses Facebook. She uses Facebook and she goes into these different groups and she...
Is this parking lot love?
I plead the fifth. And she meets people through the different groups. I mean, I don't think she seeks them out, but I mean, she's meeting people through these different groups that she... It could be like a social awareness group or something, you know, whatever, like, you know, free love group or whatever, but she's meeting different people. Social media takes you a lot farther than it would... I don't know if that's a real group. I made it up. But
like Meetup?
I mean, it takes you a lot farther geographically than it would if you were to meet somebody like in the market. Okay, you know what I mean? It takes you.
I didn't understand the question. Okay. All right. So we're talking about online dating.
Well, yeah. Social media. Period.
Okay,
media.
I do that.
Okay, I just said How does it fit into the dating scene?
I thought that was just online dating.
Yeah, period.
Obviously, I said I'm an old person. I didn't understand the question.
Do you have a typewriter?
I do actually. No, I agree. I do the online dating because you can meet people that you would never really cross paths with. Mm-hmm. That I do, but I don't want to exchange information about myself before because then people start Googling you, mm-hmm. and before you go on your first date, they have this impression of you and what you do and who you are, and it could be all wrong.
Well, Trey, so if you meet somebody, do you just say, "Hey, I'm Trey"? Boo! Like you don't even. Like give a last name, because if you give a name,
I have gone out. I have a date. I think tomorrow, and he doesn't know my last name.
Okay, so you like you gonna Google Trey, and like 10 million Trey's gonna pop up.
It's a first date. You don't need to know my last name. No. You might steal my credit. Yeah, it's good. Like, it's excellent.
Did you get a proof of life?
Yeah, you need a proof of life.
I have a picture, but
no proof of life.
What does that mean?
A proof of life is a picture. Where somebody has a newspaper in front of them.
Stop it. No, we're serious. I really need to do that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, I did not get that.
Or a date stamp picture or whatever, but I need proof of life.
I did not get that.
Yeah, you didn't get that.
But we don't have each other's last name.
Okay,
that's fine.
Because it's online. It's a first date.
I'm saying, does someone know where you're going to be?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to tell you. Okay. And it's during the day.
Okay.
Good.
It's always a public
like
place.
Like a Starbucks, a Panera.
Yes.
Okay.
And good. And that's the thing. A little lunch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, lunch. You know, you don't want to really overcommit on the first date. Coffee. We talked on the phone. Yeah.
Coffee. Danish.
Coffee. Nice little voice.
Coffee.
Yeah. So we'll see. But he doesn't, he doesn't know my
He's going to be like 5'1".
But you know what I do, though? Usually ask us for someone's business card. And then I can just look at anything I want to.
His what?
Business card. And then I have their last name. But I will just.
His business card.
Yeah.
You ask for his business card?
I usually will do that.
Online?
Well, if I meet a person out in public.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll say, would you have a card? I'll take your card.
I don't give cards. That's for business.
Well.
We ain't doing business. We
trying
to fuck.
You don't know what we're doing.
No, we trying to fuck.
Okay, well, that's why we don't have to exchange information.
I was going to say, it could be one and the same, but anyway.
I like a card.
So.
All right.
Cardboard.
What's the question again, Neen?
Yeah, sorry. I got lost because I was old.
Where does social media fit into the dating scene? How can it be used to enhance the dating experience?
Well, as we know, that social media, dating, online dating is very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are even using Facebook to date and, hook up. Like if they happen to see you through somebody else's friend, they'll try to friend you. Just trying to hit you up, whatever.
People still poke.
What is poking?
On Facebook.
They poke. And that just, just hit. Everything
like
that.
Hey. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always mean you want to hit. It's just sometimes it means, hey.
Yeah, just a poke.
When I poke.
Because somebody's, I was going to say, somebody's married. Somebody's husband poked me.
You should not be poking
anybody.
He want to hit?
He don't want to hit.
Yeah, he does.
Because I will fight you. But anyway, go ahead.
It's used to enhance it. Yeah, because you can kind of, especially online, you can kind of read, what they're about before you actually, before you actually really go out with them. And you can even use that tool, like something that they might have written about themselves to kind of like strike up conversations. Oh, I noticed that you're a Libra. Oh, you know, whatever. Oh, whatever. Or I noticed people were like, or whatever the case may be. But it could, you could use it. You know, which some people are into that now. But I'm saying it's just an icebreaker. I'm not saying that you have to really, you know, I'm just, and if you want to make a joke or whatever. But I mean, you know, it's, you have to use it the right way. You have to use it the right way.
I think, you know, as far as the social media, as far as dating, I think if people use it correctly, I think it opens such a, just opens up everything. I mean, because, I mean, normally, I mean, you wouldn't meet people that you would normally meet, like, in your neighborhood or, you know, in another state or around the world or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because you never know, or another race of people. Mm-hmm. Because I think the bottom line is, I think a lot of people, they close their little window and they just kind of just stay in their little area and just kind of, you know, meet the same old people over and over again. But with social media, it just gives you such a broad range of just meeting all types of people out there, because you never know what you're going to find love. I mean, you know, it's, I mean, especially for a lot of the black women out there who's still waiting for that dark knight in shining armor. He ain't coming.
He is not.
He ain't coming. Okay.
He might come.
No, he ain't coming.
I think he meant knight in shining armor.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Did I say knight?
You said dark knight.
No, I said dark knight. I said dark knight. I meant what I said, dark knight.
Okay, like if you just want to stay in your same place.
I think it's dark knight, because the bottom line, he ain't coming. So the bottom line, it just, it's like sometimes it's like you use this this media as a conduit to say, you know something? I'm going to go outside my bracket and I'm going to meet someone. Because, I mean, ideally, you want to meet someone who's going to love you for you, okay? And meet you on your own terms. And if you keep blocking yourself, and that's what a lot of y'all do, y'all block yourselves because you come up with all these, you know, roadblocks. Where, you know, if he doesn't have this or he doesn't do this or he's not this color and all this other bullshit y'all tell, he's not tall enough or he don't do this and all this other bullshit y'all sit there and prevent yourself from meeting people.
Yeah, but don't men do that too about women?
No, I'm saying both genders. Okay. I'm not being gender specific. Okay. I'm talking about everybody out there. I'm saying you want to find someone who's going to meet you on your own terms and love you for you. And not all this superficial bullshit because she's not cute enough or, you know, she's this or whatever. The bottom line is, if you use the tools right, and I don't know about, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all that, because I think that becomes a little narcissistic to me. I think if someone's constantly on Instagram and telling you, oh, check out my Instagram or whatever it is, you got to kind of look at that person. Okay, you're a little bit too much into yourself and all this. And everywhere you go, I'm taking a picture of where I go and my food I eat and everything like that. You're not that fucking important. Chill the fuck out, okay?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going somewhere, like you're going to Sweden, like our world-renowned traveler over here and stuff like that in South Africa.
I think people want to know what I'm doing.
But if you're going to Joe's Bar and Grill over here, I don't give a fuck how many fries you have left over and shit like that, okay? All that bullshit. Bottom line is, if you use it the right
way. He still
way,
like the pic. No, he don't, because he ain't on Instagram.
No. Because the bottom line is, I don't do social media.
He's like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Okay. So the bottom line is, like, I think if you use it correctly, I think it's a wonderful tool. You just got to be honest with yourself. Have the person be honest with you. Always ask for that proof of life picture. If you're on,
how do you ask for that though?
You say, take.
I need
right
a proof
now
of life picture.
Really?
I need, yeah, because
now
the bottom line,
oh
is
God,
because it's
in
nobody. Is nobody.
But then you'd send one too, though.
No, you, I mean, you can
no,
send one
just
too,
because he could say, "Well, let me see one of you." And you
because,
send
sure,
one. You
because there's one. No reason in this day and age that everyone has a camera phone. There's no reason why you cannot
but
take
with
a picture
the newspaper,
of yourself.
Though?
Well, I mean, I think he's being a little.
I'm being a little facetious.
He's being a little.
I'm
funny.
Very right. Literal, but, so I would go and say, "I need a proof of life." I mean, you can't tell me that.
No, because I'm gonna tell you why. It was a guy, and this is an instance. A friend of mine. She was talking to a guy online, and she asked for a proof of life picture, and he sent her a picture. Now, when she was talking to him on the phone, it was 9 o'clock, but he took a picture. Said, oh, "I sent you a picture of me, how I am now." She said, "If that's the picture of you now, you standing by a clock. And we're in the same time zone. How come that clock says 1 o'clock? Mm-hmm. See, people bullshit
right.
You.
Yeah, they do.
So you got to say, no, I need a proof of life picture of you right now standing in the newspaper or whatever and a date time stamp or whatever. Because on phones, I think right now you can get it.
How can you see someone's time stamp?
You can do it on iPhones or something like that, right?
Y'all have to show me after.
But the bottom line, you need to sit. There's no reason why a person can't send you a picture of themselves. You don't have to be the best picture. It doesn't have to be filtered or anything like that. But if you use this the right way, I think this is the best thing that came out, because right now there's a lot of lonely people out there, men and women.
That's very true.
Who really just don't have the time, because especially if you get older, you don't have the time to be hanging out like you used to. Mm-hmm. So this is a great way to meet people. And if you use it the right way, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I'm requesting one right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What, a time stamp or what?
A proof of life picture. Of,
yeah. And you should.
Send it. Right. Okay, so I agree with everything you guys said. I think social media fits in because if somebody gives you their first and last name, you can Google them and be like, okay, well, this person has been arrested 37 times. And no, I'm not going to meet them for dinner.
Please Google my name. I am an award-winning anchor on Channel 7 News.
Right, and he's a white guy.
If you Google my name, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, yeah. I mean,
or I'm a star hockey player, so
right,
whatever.
I'm just saying. And like and a white man.
We'll find you.
It's really hard to find him. But I agree with you guys. I think it can enhance the experience because it's like, okay, well, I know, you know, if you have to do the super sleuth thing, I know he likes to do this. I know he likes to do that. Goes back to being a player.
What do you mean? You run a game because you're making
Saying if, you know, I'm just saying if, you know, it goes back to the question about how to date a player. Because if you know his first and last name, you can Google and be like, oh, he likes to do this. He likes to toboggan.
And then you run game.
He likes to
toboggan too.
You know what I mean?
And you're leaving at the toboggan.
Or you're going to be like, oh, he likes to wine, or she likes to go wine tasting. Yeah. Oh, so the so our first date or our second date is going to be like, I'm going to take her to a spot where there's wine tasting.
But
we're talking about enhancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And how does social media enhance
the
dating?
Is that not manipulating, though? What if you really don't like the activities
the question is,
you start lying?
Where does social media fit into the dating scene and how can it be used to enhance, enhance the dating experience? But I'm just saying,
3 months.
If you Google somebody, if you Google somebody or if you find their Facebook, whatever, and you know these are the things that they like to do.
Mm-hmm. Understand. But if they're not things you like to do and you pretend that they are, that's what I was just asking.
But if they say like they like doing a wine tasting and that wine tasting is going to Beltway Liquors, then you kind of.
I'm not familiar. When do they do wine tasting there?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, sometimes there's been men that have said, you know, I really usually don't do this, but I know that you enjoy this, so that's why, you know, I decided to take you here.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because then they're not lying.
Right,
that's
fine.
Time.
Yeah, because then they're not pretending.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. And dark knight shining
armor. But how did they find the information?
Because they talk. Because the bottom line.
Maybe. Did they talk or did they Google your ass? Or did they hit you?
Facebook. Hey, I know a lot of women like to do wine tasting. They don't have to say maybe.
I don't want to hear a lot of women like to do wine tasting.
My mama likes to wine taste.
My mama don't.
No, but I'm just saying.
Mama don't drink.
But here's the thing about Googling and doing all that sort of stuff. You have to understand men, okay? And
they don't Google, do
they? No.
Did they Google?
No.
They'll Google.
You have to understand men's mentality. We are predators. So if we go out there we Google all this information, that's
like
just feeding us, and we're sitting up there, and a lot of guys are going to do all the right things, say all the right things to get you to where they need you to be. Sometimes you don't put your information out there because you want them to, you know, you want them to talk to and interject with you to find out what truly you're about, and don't say everything because a lot of women put all the information out there. They're just blab queens. I like to do this, and I like roses, and I like to do this right here, and the guy go, you like to do this, so we'll do it for 3 months to get the pussy, and after we get the pussy, it's like, okay, I don't want to do that shit no more. Let the dude figure you out, and if he's not figuring you out fast enough, then you kick him to the curb. Simple as that. You don't want to Google everything because you give them too much information.
Just let things naturally
progress,
evolve.
Organically happen. Yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah. Start at Starbucks. Steady. Starbucks is what? How much is coffee now?
$5.75.
For what?
For coffee. Soy latte.
Nobody drinks that stuff, girl.
I get the soy.
See, you already over your limit. Bro, your goddamn limit is
get the bubbles.
You better get some tea. Shit, $5 already. And I haven't talked to you. Shit, she already over.
What you just want somebody with the black coffee?
Tea. You can put some cream in your coffee. Shake it up real fast. That'll be your soy latte and shit. $5 for some goddamn coffee. I already know what she about.
I'm about lactose intolerance.
Tea. No lactose in tea.
Nobody want no tea.
Yeah, easy to get tea.
See, she already talking about some soy latte and shit. She already trying to break a nigga's pocket with some just coffee.
Just real quick, because I didn't
that
answer.
$5 coffee.
Kind of felt like you did. I'm sorry.
No, I did.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Social media is the work of the devil. So if, if you're dealing with someone that lives and swears and dies by everything that happens on social media, it's not going to be great for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I only got 10 likes.
No, not that. Why they like your picture? Because it was a nice picture.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
No, they want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Death to you and everything around you. Yeah. So, you know, you got to keep shit in perspective. If you met in social media being online dating sites, then you use it as your catalyst. Once you meet, you know, I would assume you guys should probably at some point delete your profiles or something like that.
Off of Instagram?
No, okay. Off of the dating
site. Off of dating site.
Sorry.
Once you meet and you establish that this is what you, something that you're going to do,
you need to not be on Pooh or Match or eHarmony, is what you're saying.
Profile.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And go forth from that point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go forth and conquer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I say, I think it's a great tool. Just date in volume. That's the secret, right? In volume. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and wait for that black knight in shining armor going, well, he's the one. Date in volume. Mm-hmm.
Open up your options.
That means you get to go out more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay, you.
Maybe get some soy latte?
Soy latte. Yeah. Get a couple soy lattes.
$5 drinks and shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Must a nigga's pocket already.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay. All right. Ro sent in some feedback, and I can't remember what the question was. She said, I was listening to this on the plane ride home and furiously typing my feedback to women being emotional question. Neen, you hang with some unicorns. I do. I was agreeing with B and Diego 100% in what they were saying. Yeah, I don't even know what they were saying, but I said furiously typing. And yes, unicorns are dope. I can't remember what the hell the question was.
I know a unicorn was getting
what
that.
Was it?
Unicorn was getting that girl who meet all the criteria, or the guy who meets all the criteria, you know, that you want, you know, good head, good looking.
No, I don't think that was it.
No, we didn't do that.
That wasn't unicorn. Mm-hmm. That was the unicorn, because we were talking about having that girl.
She said
a
being
unicorn.
Emotional.
It was an emotional one. Emotional unicorn? No.
Emotional unicorn?
I don't think that.
No. That doesn't sound healthy.
What?
I kind of feel like, was it the question about knowing, was it like women and knowing sports and they don't care about something?
No.
I couldn't remember what the question actually was. I'm sorry, bro.
It's about guys or women getting caught up, and I think you made a comment where guys get caught up too. I think it was something along that.
Maybe.
Yeah, getting caught up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And like I said, it goes both ways, because guys get caught up, and like I said, those are things you need to watch out for. You get those simps out there who get all caught
what
up
is
in the
simp?
You know, simps are those guys, that marginal guy, and all of a sudden, like I said before, he wants you, those red flags, he wants to lock you down and tell you what you want to hear, mm-hmm. you know, because most people want to hear, I want to be in a relationship too, or a long-term, or a meaningful relationship, because people like to hear those words. Why, I have no idea, but people like to hear them. So if you automatically say that, they feel like they're locking you down so they can go do their shit elsewhere and stuff like that. So
okay. Not, well, I can't remember, but...
Yeah, I'm very confused.
So we have some verbal feedback as well.
Ooh. Fuck you, Diego.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
She said it real fast.
Hi, this feedback is for the Dating Sucks crew. This is Ro. Hi, Miss Sonia. Hi. All hail the queen. Hey, Diego. Brian, hope y'all are okay.
How the fuck did
I
get
about the last episode when Neen was talking about these unicorns that she knew, women who were able to have sex with men and not catch any feelings. You know, as I was listening to that, I was too bad I actually agreed with B and Diego, but I don't know a whole lot of women who do that. Now, I don't know about men, you know, younger generation or men these days actually catching feelings, if that's true or not. But what I do know is that women, our vaginas are connected to our heart, and there is no way that you can continue to sleep with a man and not start to experience feelings for him. I don't think we're just built that way. And if you do know some unicorns out there, I think there are few and rare. But for the most part, I mean, I still hear it every day. I hear stories. I'm not falling down the cliff, and I'm not staying down. I'm just going to have to do like you. I guess I'm just going to have to give me a young buck. So I enjoy the show as always. And Sonia's friend, ooh, I bet you're going to call and leave some good feedback. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay.
So, but like...
First of fuck, bro, hold on. What the fuck did I do to get that type of greeting?
You know, so I'm glad it happened to you for once.
I mean, God damn. I mean, I try to keep level-headed over here and shit.
I like that. Like thanks that. For taking the pressure off. I like that.
Phew. Mm. Trey.
Yeah. Yes.
So, do you know any women?
I do apologize.
What? Oh, the cutoffness. Oh. What
no, the gremlins entered, and that was actually the end of a message she sent a couple of months ago. Oh. So if we can go back to her message.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go back.
But for the most part, I mean, I still hear it every day. I hear stories every day, you know, where women think their puss's magic, and it's going to all of a sudden make the man see them when he doesn't see them, or he tells them point blank, you're not my woman, we're just friends. This is all it's going to be, and they continue to sleep with them, but, you know, the puss is magic, and so, you know, it's going to make them magically see them as something else, but that's all I have to say, so enjoy the show. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I like Ron.
Me too. I like Ron.
Magic pussy.
Yeah.
Like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Like glitter.
I mean, you know, I understand there's exceptions to every rule, but as far as pussies being attached to your heart, I have one word for you. Prostitution. Explain it.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's about that dollars and cents.
It is. And it
there's
is.
A disconnect there somewhere.
Well, the disconnect is they're broken anyway.
So yeah, but she did say something. She said if you continue to sleep with the man, well, then you will
then
catch
you
feelings.
Get rich.
No.
No, so I think what it is she when you're prostituting.
I'm talking about the prostitute.
No.
Right. No. But
because they're not sleeping. They just fucking. So the ideal situation is just to have sex and tell the guy to leave or you leave.
Right.
Don't sleep.
But this is not somebody you're seeing all the time.
You pay per the minute.
Yeah.
I thought she was saying, well, at least in the first part, I thought she was saying.
Can I just play the whole thing over?
No.
Because I don't even. I mean, it was just like. I thought she.
So next message from Rose should be aimed at Queen.
I'm just saying. Well, no, that's your fault. Because I'm like, there was
what
like.
I do?
It was multiple. So I'm like, I'm not really sure what the hell that was about. I don't know. So I'm going to go with the first part.
I don't even know what
the
hell that was about.
Right. I'm going to go with the first part where it was like. Women cannot sleep with men without catching feelings.
Right.
And though, so, because apparently I must, I don't remember.
You must
I'm just saying, apparently, yes, I do have friends that can do that and be okay.
I think we all do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she was like, apparently, I have unicorn friends. And I'm like, unicorns exist.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't understand. She has unicorn friends?
No, I said I do.
She doesn't.
No, she doesn't know anyone that can sleep with a man. And not catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go back to the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. We were talking about freezer chicks and freezer dudes. Because a freezer dude, you're not catching feelings with this dude. Mm-mm-mm. You're just sleeping with him when you get the urge to or you find the need to have somebody to sleep with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. That's the purpose of that person. Mm-hmm. You're not catching feelings. You're not going out on dates.
Right.
You're not being like... what movie are we going to see tonight, bae? You know, you're not doing that. It's
unless you
like,
have sex in the theater, then it's good.
Well, guess so. But
I mean, okay.
The reclining chairs.
I guess it depends on where you're going. But I mean, but that wasn't the purpose of what she was saying. It was just about catching feelings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I understand what she's saying. A lot of women, you know, although there are exceptions to the rule and every rule, but there are a lot of women, will catch feelings if they're having continuous sexual relationships with the same person. But I mean, a lot of women can't. I'm sure we all do know a lot of women like that.
Or dudes.
Well, I mean, the dudes. Anyway.
Or okay.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I know, some, I know, it happens to everybody. But the bottom line is, like, I know there are people out there who catch feelings very quickly.
Sure.
And it happens. Yeah. So, you know, it's, and like I say, there are exceptions to the rules. I think, you know, maybe we're sitting in a room full of unicorns right now.
We are. I don't think so. I don't think everybody agreed with that. I mean, I'm not even saying, like, for real. For me, depending on the point of time in my life, in my 20s, oh, I'm unicorning.
My horn got broken off a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe now? I don't know.
Well, I'm not a unicorn anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a track horse that's been put out the pasture.
Damn. Already?
Saying so. I don't know what that
I'm
tired.
That
means he's in a relationship. No, he's in a relationship.
He's in a relationship.
If you know don't what it is before you get into it, then you can guard your heart. That's the thing. The reason why women get hurt when they're dealing with guys is because they have this expectation that this is going to be their, this is the one. Like, I like him. We're going to sleep together. I like him. Potentially, this could go somewhere. But if you know that this is my freezer guy, or this is just going to be my bed buddy, then you can guard your heart.
Not according to Roe.
Yeah.
Well,
Roe is saying it's not possible, according to Roe. The pussy is attached to the heart.
You can't.
So if you keep fucking that freezer dude, you're going to have some cold pussy.
And there's a lot of women who are like that. Even if they're fucking their freezer dude, they're still going to catch feelings because, like Rose said, it's a lot of women. Not all, but a lot of women.
But he's not a freezer dude, or you're his freezer chick.
No. I'm talking
about... But you're in a relationship.
No, but even freezer chicks. I've had freezer chicks that I was fucking, on a regular. And they were catching feelings. And that's why they got cut from the roster, because they were catching feelings. And it's like, no, your role.
But see, everybody.
How do you even catch feelings?
Because the more you spend time with that person, the more you spend time with that person, you are going to catch.
But they're not spending time.
Well, yeah, they are. Because, if they're sharing your body and you're doing things and you're sharing your body, a lot of women will still catch feelings. Even if you're just fucking them. Those 3 minutes are hard 3 minutes. People have been knocked out in 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Heavyweight fight, baby. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is, like I'm saying, they still catch feelings over and when it's repetitive,
right?
Over a year period.
Oh, yeah.
And you fucking them maybe seven times over that year period or whatever,
even more than that.
That's what I was thinking.
So they catch feelings and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's the thing
that you just can't do it that often. If you know that, in order to guard your heart, you can't see your freezer person that often.
You don't ask questions?
No.
I don't care how you are.
No.
But first of all, they're not a freezer person if you catch them feelings. It's somebody you're dating. You think in your mind they're a freezer dude or a freezer chick, and now you catch them feelings. It's not the same thing. Or you're his freezer chick, and you think you're dating this dude, that's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not about that. It's like if you know this is your freezer dude and I am his freezer chick, then there are no feelings. Right. That's what y'all missing out on.
But it happens.
Because a lot of times,
y'all missing out on that.
You have the freezer, but nothing else is going on. And then you start to think, lonely. Could this be something else? Mm-hmm. Come on now. We've all had that.
Because,
could this be something else?
Because
for a minute, you think this freezer relationship can turn into something.
Right. Exactly.
And then you try to maybe date the person, and then you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Exactly. This person's an idiot. We have nothing in common. Simple seed to be planted, and something's going to sprout.
But see, then that's wrong. Then it's not the it's not a freezer chick or freezer dude.
No.
You can put them right back in that freezer.
There's so many situations that start off, even if it's, okay, I got a man, I got a woman, you got a man, we know what this is, and it can't go no fucking further than this fucking that we doing at work. Mm-hmm. You keep fucking and you keep fucking, and somehow that shit starts to blossom into, maybe we're the ones that need supposed to be together. You're not happy. I'm not happy. Maybe we... No.
Right.
This is work, fuck. Let this stay at work, fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Next thing you know... But it's the same thing, though. that shit blossoms into something where it was never supposed to blossom because them fucking but feelings got involved.
But a freezer chick or a freezer dude, there are no feelings. That's well, what y'all missing out on.
In the beginning, there isn't. No, but you right. keep period. Fucking it.
Right.
That's, no, no, what, that's, no, that's where most guys had the issue because they're like, wait a minute, we're not supposed to have
feelings. Not for you getting feelings. I'm for the freezer people getting feelings. Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Either or.
Can we call it freezer burn?
Yeah, freezer burn. They get freezer burn because now they caught up because every freezer chick or freezer dude, in their mind, they think they're going to elevate to the next level. They think they're going to get out the mail room and get into the executive level and stuff like that.
Ocean
Air?
You're taking me to the Ocean Air,
baby. I mean, not even that. Some people just really feel like they have control of situations like, yeah, whatever with dudes, you know, he don't got shit going on in his life, da-da-da, but I'm going to keep giving this pussy, da-da-da, whatever. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you looking differently at dude, or you do whatever. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. We got into this.
He got 40 under hours the
understanding
the
that we not going nowhere with this. We keeping it right here where it's at. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, you mad at me because I got to go home to my wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
No, hey, dang. That's some real stuff.
But I'm saying, does it not change the definition of what it was?
Because you can put it right back in the freezer.
Or no?
The
no.
definition mm-hmm. got changed by the person who got caught feeling.
Right. Yeah.
But you can put them right back in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might have to You can't put them back in at that point.
If they're kicking and screaming and refuse to get back in that freezer,
you have to cut them.
They'll get back in.
You know, you have to
let go.
No, they'll get back in. You might have to take a little break.
No, you have to cut them. You have to cut them.
Really?
You have to restock.
You can take a little break, but then that's when tires
like
get slashed.
Yep. 12 months.
Graffiti get on the side of your car. Windows smash.
But not if you have a freezer.
I saw that. I saw that going to Annapolis. Someone wrote on someone's car. You
simple
bitch
ones do.
You be meeting crazy. This man. You be crazy.
I was in Annapolis, and a tow truck was towing this car, and apparently someone got caught up, and they wrote on this red car, "You bitch whore."
See, dudes get caught up too.
So.
You think a dude did that?
No, you bitch whore?
It's possible.
No, yeah.
Whore. Wait, I mean, how was whore?
It's so
W-H-O-R-E.
The demasculation of man.
Yeah.
He spelled, it was spelled correctly. Yeah, that was a woman.
Yeah, it was a woman because it was spelled correctly and shit.
W-O-R-E, a man.
We would say hoe. We just say hoe. We ain't trying to get into all that. We just, you bitch ass hoe. But it was spelled correctly and everything like that.
Yeah, it probably looked real nice.
I think it had a period.
It wasn't a dude.
It was on Pinterest.
It wasn't a dude. If it was in cursive handwriting, cursive font.
It's very few people out there, and I mean, just kind of, it's very few people out there, men or women, very few that do not attach their emotions to sex. Because mm-hmm. most people do. I mean, if you're one of the lucky people who don't, consider yourself very blessed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and keep it moving. But the majority of people out there, if you're on a continuous sexual journey with someone over a period of time, you're going to get caught up. You're going to get caught up.
Yeah. Because if it's caught up.
Don't be broken like me.
Oh, don't let it be good.
She said, don't let it be good.
Let it be bad.
Yeah. No, you always got to be good.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
You got to be good because that's the only way you keep your freezer chicks if it's good.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, whoop. Okay, we have one more question, so I want to get it in there before we end.
Get it in.
Get it in there, y'all. Well, okay, it's like one in the part, like two.
Lord Jesus.
Okay, so I'm like, can y'all turn this around? Because we were all like heathen-y. Can you bring it back? Mm. Do you believe in soulmates? And if you are not already involved.
Well, they want my Instagram handle.
Oh. And if you're not already involved, do you believe God will send you a soulmate?
Ooh. Can I jump on that?
Do you believe in soulmates? And if you are not already involved, because I don't want to put nobody on blast, do you believe God will send you a soulmate? Mm.
First of all, God is busy, goddammit.
Don't
stop that bullshit about God. God is busy. You know, in Africa with those little AIDS people over there helping them out. God is busy in all sorts of parts of the world is having real life crisis situations. Stop sitting there worrying about a motherfucking soulmate. Ain't no such thing, okay? It's just somebody that you meet, okay? And those people waiting on God to bring you and deliver your one, that's why your ass is old now by your goddamn self, okay? Sitting in church. So the bottom line is this, God's going to bring me a man. How long has God been waiting for you been waiting on God to bring you a goddamn man? For a long goddamn time. And guess what? He ain't coming.
Well, they're not going to come with that nasty attitude that you have.
Well, the bottom line, I'm just coming with a real attitude because the bottom line, this,
you're going to be really alone. Forever.
I'm not waiting. I ain't waiting on God to bring me no woman. I meet women all the time. You know, I'm buying soy lattes all over the place, baby. All over, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm getting a discount, though, because I know people there.
Which one?
I know people. So my soy latte is free. But the bottom line, look, stop. You know, and I get it. You get a lot of religious people out there, and they think, oh, God, look, come on.
I do believe 47%
mm-hmm. of black women are single in America. Uh-huh.
47%. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
Statistic. You
can look it up if you want.
Was that proven?
I'm one of them. No. I don't need to look it up.
No, okay. What I'm saying, but no, think about it. The thing about it is 47%.
You say you're not? I'm not.
So the bottom line is, if you're waiting on God, it's 47% of black women out there still waiting on God, okay? And bottom line, if you're 50 or you're between 47, 48 and over, you don't falling off the cliff.
That's
he ain't waiting
not
on
true.
You. You're falling off the cliff.
I don't believe that.
That's
you
not
can,
true.
You can sit there and say it all
That's
you want
not
to,
true.
Okay? You're falling
you
off the cliff.
You're going to be with a 47-year-old woman next week.
Shit. I don't date no 47-year-old woman. I date 30-something-year-olds or 40-something.
No,
shit.
Yes,
yes, I do,
he
too.
Does.
You
yeah,
need
do.
To stop.
Why?
Good pussy.
So the bottom line is you falling off the cliff. What it really is, look, go on to social media, find, you know, as they say, God helps those who help themselves.
But
help your
that.
Goddamn
yeah.
self.
They're not just sitting
that.
And waiting.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Cause
they're
sitting
no,
there.
They're not.
No, I know a lot of women sitting up there, sitting in church, hugging their Bible and thinking that God's going to provide for them. That's and trust me, it doesn't work that way.
No,
help
you
yourself
go,
first.
Yeah,
you got to seek and you shall find. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I agree with that.
You're sitting there
yeah,
wearing
I do,
those little,
I do too. I don't
sitting
agree
wearing
with
those
it,
little
yeah.
rubber stockings to
action.
Work and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You know?
But the question was, do you believe in soulmates?
He's stupid.
And I think it all depends on what your definition of a soulmate is. A soulmate is, to me, is somebody who you have a lot in common with. I mean, and to the point where, like, you actually mirror each other, and you're just in this, and it almost seems like you were made for that. Well, yes, that to me,
that's
a
soulmate.
What is a soul? Well, what is your? That's my definition.
Yeah.
When it's your turn, you can.
You don't even
your
believe
definition.
In it. So be quiet.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line, mirror each other and everything like that.
This is my time.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is my time. So I feel like you almost mirror each other. It's like you kind of. It's like you have you're into the same things. You know, you have a lot in common. You've even kind of even probably maybe even grown up. With the, you know, it's just not the same way, but have like the same type of like
same
upbringing,
father.
Huh? So what'd you say?
Stupid.
Say what?
He said the same father.
You're an ass. Okay?
We got the same dad.
But I'm just saying that you asked me, do I? Yes, I do. Hello. Okay, it's beautiful. Anyway, I'm a hopeless romantic. I am. Is there something wrong with that?
Not at all.
Okay.
I believe in soulmates.
I do.
I think it's possible.
I mean, whether it exists or not, that's what I like to believe in my head. Okay? So don't judge me.
You're going to find your soulmate.
Yeah.
That's not him.
I want to.
That's not him?
That ain't it. He ain't got a soul.
I want to start off answering this question by telling a joke that I heard, and you might have heard this. So there was a man that he fell off a boat in the middle of the ocean. And, you know, a little dude came past out fishing, and he was like, hey, you know, hey, grab my hand, you know. And I can get you to safety. And the man was like, no, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's going to save me. Mm-hmm. So the dude drove off, you know, sailed off or whatever. Then the next thing, you know, a shipping vessel came through and he's like, hey, we're gonna throw you a life preserver. He's like, no, I'm good. My Lord and Jesus Christ. Long story short, the man drowned and died. Mm-hmm. And when he got to heaven, he was like, you know, Lord, I live by your word. I served you, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, how could you let that happen to me? Like, dude, I sent a shipping vessel. I sent everybody to save you. You turned it down. Mm-hmm. And the moral to the story is you got to look for what's there in front of you. Mm-hmm. Stop thinking, you know, you holy rollers, mm-hmm. or as my man Mr. Moody used to say, you kooky Christians, you squeeze your Bible so tight till you think juice going to come out of it. Mm. Get off of that word and look in real life sometimes. There's a real life world happening out here. Mm-hmm. And recognize that and recognize God's gifts within that. Mm-hmm. As for soulmates, you damn right there are soulmates. But guess what? It's not poof. I'm at Starbucks and I bumped into him.
Right.
9 times out of 10, you're going to make your soulmate. You're not going to just inherit it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not. You're not going to just bump into the dude that's going to, you know, pick up your wallet or your ID, and you're going to make eye contact, and then a sparkle is going to gleam off of his teeth, and everything is going to be happily ever after.
Or he's going to be like, I'm about to spend my,
you're going
to
work your ass off, and you're going to build, and you're going to look back after 20, 30 years of work and investment and say, I found my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge.
I believe in it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
your role model.
Uh-oh. So, I do believe in soulmates. I think sometimes you have more than one.
Absolutely.
I mean, I believe that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in soulmates. I mean, like you said, and y'all said, you know, I think, yep. I feel like y'all said that, you know, you might go somewhere and bump into, you know, the person you think that's the one, or, you know, you've dated somebody, you're like, yes, this is the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're not.
They weren't.
Or they weren't. Because if they were, you'd be together.
I'd be single right now.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'd be at home with him.
You'd be together. Mm-hmm. Or you'd be like, boo, I'm on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished taping the show. I'm on my way home to you. Okay. Yes. I mean, but, I think it's depending on who you are and if you do believe in them. And you're not in actually like a relationship with that person, I don't think it's too late. I think it can still happen for you. You know what I'm saying? I just think, you know, you have to listen to the show, know what you like, what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? What you'll deal with and what you won't deal with. And, you know, let that be your guide.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I think as, you know, sometimes as crazy and as kooky as, you know, we say stuff, I think it's true. I mean, you know, we listen to what other people say and we know what we personally like and what we don't like. And I think that's, you know, if you're being honest with yourself, you know what you like and what you don't like. Stop dealing with some bullshit. So you can close the door on some bullshit and open the door to some awesome shit.
Say no to bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and so that to me, that means you're blocking your blessing. Mm-hmm. To the person that's supposed to be with you. You know what I'm saying? If you stop dealing with bullshit, but, you know,
make the space.
And some of you can't, and we understand that, but as long as you know you can't. Because some people out there just can't do it.
They can't what?
They can't get out of they can't get out of their own way.
That's very true.
Just, they just can't. And just as long as you know that will be your life.
Hopefully listening to this, they will start to.
They won't.
I hope they don't have my number.
I hope they do. I hope they have your number.
Just I hope they contact me. Contact me. I'll give you her number.
Yeah. No, you won't.
She goes to.
I will not.
She goes to Starbucks at.
You can get my Starbucks.
She likes soy lattes.
You can get my Starbucks, yeah, really. And we can talk about it. I listen to your troubles.
Right. Her office hours between 9 and 5. But yeah, I mean, get out of your way first of all. I mean, we do this show, and a lot of it's tongue in cheek. And,
sure. But I mean, we're here to help.
No, right. Fuck that, bro. You need to explain yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought she did.
Well, hey, Ro, I'm glad because generally I'm the one that generally gets the abuse. So I'm glad that you kind of transferred it over to Big B. Whatever he did to you, hope he keep doing
it. He's like, thanks. Thank you.
She said she agreed with you guys, though.
Yeah, but you know something?
I know. No,
she said, unfortunately.
Was this a question? I thought this was a unicorn question.
No. I mean, just the if you
her introduction was like, and
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that motherfucker.
I did some shit wrong.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but a lot of people are starting to agree with me. I think I'm starting to win people over.
No, I mean,
are you changing?
Yeah, you're changing.
No, I'm winning
people. Because of that, you allow this show to have more and more episodes. Mirror.
No. That's not that I'm changing. It's all
you
the same.
Or you drinky, just talking more shit.
No, it's not that. I think people are really starting to see, you know something? He's a little crass, and he's really straightforward and slap you in the face with a big dick. But the bottom line is, I'm getting it.
I think it's called extra.
What in the world?
Extra.
Extra what?
You know, you're extra.
Extra.
I think that's what they say.
Well, I mean, but they're getting it, though. They're starting to find and say, you know something? he's saying, but what he's saying
it makes sense. True. Like a lot of my girlfriends say do say that.
Retarded in our private circles anymore.
What's wrong with retarded? You know something? I get so tired of these PC people. What's wrong with retarded?
Okay, Donald Trump.
Retarded was fine when we were growing up. What's wrong with retarded? If something's not working properly, what do we call it? Oh, it's retarded.
No, you stop don't it. Actually. Mm-hmm. You say it's not working properly.
Not called it. This retarded ass mm-hmm. thing here.
You shouldn't do that.
I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't do
I
that.
I want to.
All right.
Just
well,
like midgets and all the rest of them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Oh, thank you for sharing the show. I feel like you Shame. Might have some feedback on this show. So you know how to hit us up in deepshow at yahoo.com 202-750-1437. We want to hear your voice. Do we? Do we?
Yes.
Yes.
And please feel comfortable asking your questions. Sometimes we may need a little more clarification, and that's okay. We'll reach back out to you if we're like, wait, what are you trying to say here? We don't understand. Or we'll ask it and then send it back. Say, oh, this is what I meant.
Yeah.
When I was saying it.
Also, if you have a question that you actually want to ask live and in person, mm-hmm. you can come on Skype and ask your question. Ooh, and we will answer it directly to your face.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That way you can provide all of the info you need.
Wait, I don't want to be seen.
And stop being afraid, people. I mean, we're here and it's fun. We love interacting with you guys, and mm-hmm. So please come on. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Don't have your retarded children.
And the bottom line, if you're a hoe, there's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
It's mm-hmm. not at all.
Just embrace your hoedom.
Embrace it.
Swim in the ocean. A boat was made to sail on the sea. As sure as there are stars above, I know you were made for me. You were made for me. A grape was made to grow on a vine. An apple was made to grow on a tree. As sure as there are stars above, I know you were made for me. We'll have our quarrels and you'll upset me, but what can I do? You've been mine ever since I met you, and I'll never leave you. No, I'll never leave. Sure as there's a heaven up above me, from you I know I'll never be free. As sure as there are stars above, I know I'll